News Dump. Oh my goodness, News Dump. Middle of August. The summer is dwindling down, and who is sitting across the way but Shime Time. Hello.
What's up, Goo? How we doing?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. As you guys can all tell, Mac is on assignment. He is not here for this News Dump, but this is still as action-packed as ever. News Dump. First up on the docket is news that I don't know if we necessarily care about, but it's just something that keeps on happening over and over again. But Venom, Let There Be Cabbage, has been delayed once again.
Let There Be Cabbage. I just had cabbage with my dinner, actually. I had nice chicken pad Thai. Ah. So I had all the cabbage. It's probably why they have to delay it so much.
Shime Time's dinner, hashtag Let There Be Cabbage.
Yes, exactly.
Actually, in my old house, my housemates did not much care for me because sometimes, you know, I was always watching my figure. So as a snack, I would just eat boiled cabbage and mustard.
So? Who cares?
Well, it stinks up the house. It smells like farts.
Ah, trust me, dude.
Speaking of farts, say Shime. How about this movie?
This movie's not going to be good, Goo. This movie's going to be real bad.
They also released two posters, and they both feed into my fear of what I believe this movie is going to be, which is just CGI goop just slamming together.
So a CGI goop mirror match. Like, all... everything we've ever wanted in life, right?
But that's what the last movie was, too. Riz Ahmed at the end of the movie was just like, goo.
Can we just, like, give it, like, make it enjoyable? You have two awesome characters.
Yeah.
Like, it frustrates me to no end, some of the crap that people release.
And Tom Hardy keeps on saying, like, I would love for Spider-Man to be in one of these movies. And it's like, yeah, we know. But also,
like, put him in one.
You also have access to so many more characters. You don't need characters that have the exact same powers.
Like, one of the more recent runs of the Venom comic was one of the best runs, like, ever. King in Black is awesome. You have so much opportunity with Venom, and yet they just let it, you know, blow away in the wind.
Like a turd.
Yes.
Nukes, like a turd. Shime, the weekend box office is in, and Free Guy, which was only in theaters, is on the top with $28.5 million. And apparently, Ryan Reynolds said that Disney now wants a sequel after pushing the movie off so many months. Coming in second place is Don't Breathe 2 at $10.5 million, Jungle Cruise at $9 million. Just below that is Respect. And falling 70% is The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I mean... all the news around Free Guy is that it's actually pretty decent. I have not been able to get to the box office to see it yet, but everything seems positive, which is shocker because it's kind of like a video game movie and it's a Ryan Reynolds movie, and neither of those generally do great outside of like Deadpool.
Because the audience I assumed was going to be high. Rotten Tomatoes is around like 95%, but the critics are also loving this too.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, so it might have to be a must-see.
Yeah, because it is PG-13, but from the trailers, it seems like it's for the whole family.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of things for everybody. Like, you're going to get your action, you're going to get your laughs, there's going to be some adult-themed things, but there's also going to be things for the kids.
Also, Suicide Squad falling 70%, that is a bit wild. I thought that some people might get out and see it after the initial reaction by the critics. It didn't do too well opening weekend. It did finish first, but dropping to 7.5 is crazy, and I understand it's streaming on HBO Max, and that makes it a lot easier for piracy, but box office wise just ain't doing well.
Yeah, I mean, you saw a similar thing happen with Black Widow, right? It had that dramatic
drop. Yeah, but Black Widow at least stayed around like 2 or 3 for about a month.
I mean, that's fair. I don't know. When you can stream it for free on HBO Max, like, it's hard to convince people to go see it in the theaters. So that's why, you know, you probably won't see many movies on streaming services anymore, which is unfortunate.
Well, actually, you mentioned that, and it's not in the dump, but it was revealed after last week's News Dump. I forgot to go this far back. But they did announce that next year, 2022, movies will have to wait 45 days before they get onto HBO Max.
And you want to know what I'll do? Wait 45 days to see most movies.
For the Batman, I'm going to watch it day one.
That one I'll go see in theater. But like, there's certain exceptions to the rule. But like, a normal everyday movie, I'm not gonna kill myself to go see it.
45 days is kind of crazy because I know that movie theaters don't make profits off of the movies until they're in there for 2 weeks. So that obviously gives them the extra couple weeks. But 45, I thought it might be 30.
Yeah, I think 30 sounds about right. Like a whole month in the theater seems fair, because who's going to see it in the theater after a month? If you're not going to see it in the theater after a month, you might as well just put it on the Max.
I think that's also to incentivize people to see it. Like, oh, if you don't see it now, you still got to wait 30 more days. You still got to wait 20 more days, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It's all a business thing, which is, the math is far over my head.
But hey, theaters need that cake. And speaking of the Suicide Squad, news dump. James Gunn revealed that he considered using Superman as the villain in the Suicide Squad, which then, of course, gets back to the first Suicide Squad, where Amanda Waller puts the team together. What if Superman steps out of line? That type of stuff. And this also gets into, like, the Injustice story, where Superman is the bad guy. I don't necessarily care for when directors and writers do this to try and get more pub for their movie of like, well, we almost did this. We considered this. So although this does sound like a cool idea, until you actually do it, I don't care.
And I also think, too, that this is the plot of the video game, right?
Yes.
It's going to be Suicide Squad versus Justice League or versus Superman or whatever it is.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you're probably just going to have Bloodsport shooting my bullet, because that's exactly what he does in the comics, is shoot him with kryptonite bullet, and they say it in the Suicide Squad movie. So I mean, making Superman the villain might have been pretty cool, also would have been very predictable ending.
News dump. Danny DeVito, he revealed that he is co-writing a Penguin comic, and this is in the vein of his 80th anniversary for the villain, and the works will be available in Gotham City Villains Anniversary Number 1, a mega issue DC comic is publishing this November, and this is off the back of the Batman 89 comic. Now, I would just question, is this gonna be for his Penguin or for just Penguin in general? Because his Penguin wasn't necessarily the real character.
No, so my assumption is just off of this, my assumption is that they will be doing Batman 89 spinoff kind of thing, like one-off for the Penguin. And that's what Danny DeVito will be co-writing. And probably isn't going to have much to do with the writing. His name's probably more on it for the notoriety of him being Danny DeVito and it being his portrayal of the Penguin that's probably going to be featured in the comic.
Right.
But, you know, cool, I guess. That's fine. I probably won't pick that one up. But, you know, someone like Goo loves Batman 89. Probably might pick it up.
I am going to pick up the Batman 89 when it is finished with its run. Get a little hardcover, maybe. I don't just want to go issue to issue on that.
But yeah, I feel you.
News dump. DC once again here, and that is Green Lantern. The director, Martin Campbell, pretty much apologized for his movie. And he said, Green Lantern did not work, really. That's the point. I'm partly responsible for that. I shouldn't have done it. Superhero movies are not my cup of tea, and for that reason, I shouldn't have done it.
What is this guy? Who is it? Like, Mark, shut up. Why are we doing this now? Who cares? Green Lantern has stunk, and it's been out for what? When did it come out? Like 2014?
Ryan Reynolds has been saying that it stinks for the past, however, since the day it came out.
He made fun of it in Deadpool. Like, we're over it.
He killed himself for taking the part.
Yes, like, nobody cares that Green Lantern sucks. We all know it sucks. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody's mad at you. Just, like, get over it.
We have all but forgotten about the movie.
If you had just said Martin Campbell said something about Green Lantern, I wouldn't have even known who you were talking about.
New stump. Emma Stone is finalizing a deal for Cruella 2, and one might ask, isn't that just 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, I don't know why we needed this in the first place, but, you know.
And also, alas, this kind of squanches the rumors of her suing Disney. That seems to be out the window. And I would assume that they also have some kind of a deal in here now of like, hey, you get more back end. Because also with this, and not in the rundown, but Disney has also cut all ties with Scarlett Johansson for her suing Disney. So I would assume that if you sue Disney, you're going to get effed.
Yeah, you get put on the shit list, and that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah. But Cruella 2, I saw the first Cruella, not the best. I'm curious to what they would even possibly do here without introducing more dogs. But it did decently well with like money and stuff for what it was in streaming in the most part. So sure, why not? Do it.
Go for it.
Yeah. News dump. Big news in Grand Theft Auto. They are remastering the trilogy. Grand Theft Auto 3. Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and San Andreas.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, San Andreas might have been the most popular game among, like, just everybody I know. Like, even kids that didn't regularly play video games wanted to play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Like, it was just kind of the way life was growing up. And this is cool and all, but, like, I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 and stuff is still succeeding. Yeah. Like, they still... On Twitch, it's still extremely popular to stream Grand Theft Auto RP, which is just role-playing, and you just pretend to be a person that lives in the Grand Theft Auto world. And that's still extremely popular. So this, I mean, go for it. I don't know that there's going to be a ton of money, like a ton of people are going to buy this. But at the same time, I mean, if you're going to make it cheap, you'll get people to get it.
And granted, I think that Vice City might be the worst of the three games, but I think it's my favorite. Like, the aesthetic and, like, the crazy style of it, I love it.
Yeah, I mean... That's, yeah. I didn't play a ton of Grand Theft Auto growing up, but I played enough San Andreas to know, and GTA 5 at this point to know, like, these games go on forever.
News dump. Speaking of Vidja games, we have gotten some news over the past week of a canceled Power Rangers game, Project Nomad. We saw some art, the pitch, the concept. This is from 2016, and it's pretty much just an open-world combat game in the style of Spider-Man or Arkham City. And the photos, if you can find this, look awesome.
Yeah, let me tell you, Goo, I'm pretty pissed about this.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing I think Power Rangers hasn't done, it's capitalized on the video game space. Like, they are the perfect, like, just project to turn into a video game. Mm-hmm. I haven't played a Power Rangers video game since, like, Power Rangers Time Force on my Game Boy Advance in, like, 2003. Like, it's been forever.
I was a decent fan of the side-scrolling beat-em-ups that they had on, like, the Super Nintendo and the Sega, but weren't even that great.
No. With today's technology, you could make a Skyrim-type Power Rangers game where you become a Power Ranger and you upgrade as you level up, like, and make it like an MMO. You could do something like that. Or you could make it like a Spider-Man game or an Arkham City kind of game. And it's just, like, why are we not doing this? These look awesome.
News dump. Toy Boys. Hey, do you see this Tekken King figure, Shyam?
Yeah, this is interesting.
It's thick, right?
It is. It is a bit thick.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. I wasn't a huge Tekken guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was more of a Mortal Kombat guy. But, like, this is kind of dope.
Yeah, and this is Storm Collectibles, and it runs $115. The price tag might scare most people off, but it's a pretty big figure.
Yeah, I mean, it looks massive. Does it give the dimensions? I'm just, like, looking at the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks pretty thick.
It looks like it's towering over a 7-incher.
Yeah, which is kind of wild. Like, if this is, like, a foot tall, it might actually be not quite worth it, but at least bordering line.
News dump. NECA, they announced their Batman 89 Grapnel launcher. Yeah, Grapnel launcher replica.
Grapnel. Like shrapnel.
But Grapnel. Yes, and this is off the back. They've already introduced their Batarang earlier this year. And they're going to eventually do the side shooting hook that Batman does in the art museum when the Joker says, "Where does he get all these wonderful toys?" And the answer is NECA. That's where you get all these wonderful toys.
Exactly. I'm in on anything Batman toys. I love the Batarangs.
Yeah.
I'm in on the grapnel hook. I think that's dope.
Yeah, and there's a chance this is how I die. Like, I go out and I try and use one of these bad boys, and, like, it doesn't hold on, and I just fall from a very high distance.
Or you get it, and it's like you think it's jammed, and so you're pointing it at yourself by accident, trying to unjam it, and right in the heart.
By the way, speaking of NECA figures, I have gotten the worst purchase of my life has finally come in, and that is the April O'Neil Ultimate figure from TMNT. It's just, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Maybe stick it out of the camera frame.
Like, this thing is just, like, what am I going to do with this? She comes with a nice purse, a couple
hands.
That
doesn't even look like April O'Neil.
Well, it's Judith Hogue.
She needs redder hair.
Nice Judith Hogue figure. She comes with board games, too.
She looks like a mom.
News dump. Just once again, I'm so disappointed in myself in that figure. I was on full tilt. I'm like, I really wanted that Casey Jones figure, but this is available right now. I'll snag this one. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Definitely
also
not.
Here, we have a Star Wars 12-incher, Old Ben from Diamond Selects. And this is a collectible statue, Star Wars Ben Kenobi. The pre-order is at $250, and it looks nice, but that's too much money.
It is very steep. I think this looks awesome. Yes. I think it's extremely well done. If you're a massive Star Wars fan, you probably shell out the cash for this. But like, you have to be as diehard comes to want to pay that much money for this. But I mean, at least if you pay it, you're getting something that looks really damn good.
But the whole thing, too, is that when you're paying for a character that is a human face, the more expensive they are, the better chance it actually looks like a human being.
Yes, and this one actually relatively does.
News dump. And finally on the docket here, Shime, Atlanta has wrapped season 3, and that'll be available early in 2022, and I believe they're finishing shooting season 4 right now at the exact same time, and the show will be over after that. But I am so stoked. This is my favorite show on TV, and it's like 2 or 3 years between seasons.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing like a lot of really good, unique television right now.
Yeah.
We just got the Dave finale, last week? And that ended tremendous. And now we're going to get Atlanta in early 2022, which will be awesome. Ted Lasso, for those people who aren't watching it, you need to watch it. A lot of good, unique television that borders on that comedy drama line. And like, this is great news. I'm very excited. I'm all in on Donald Glover. Happen to be rewatching some of Community right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in. I'm all the way in, Daddy.
News dump. This week in Dork, we just joined the hashtag Dork Boys at Idle Hands Craft Ales, 89 Commercial Street, Malden, Massachusetts, for their live show, and I would say it was a smash success.
I'd say so. It was a great time. I had myself a nice couple beverageinos there at old Idle Hands. I was able to get everybody their new DSG hockey jerseys.
Oh, that's right. Mine is right over here.
Hey, you'll see those pictures floating around, baby. Those things came out clean. Clean.
I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is.
That's
there
fun.
We go.
Oh, there it is. 69. Nice.
There
Check
we go. Right there here, guys. Very, very fresh jersey. So we'll be seeing those all over the Shime Twitch. And Shime, when are you twitching this week?
I'll actually be twitching Wednesday night this week as well as Friday night. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday is generally what I'm going for here.
And what we'll do at the end of the week for our episode, we're going to do part one of our two-part summer movie series. And this is movies that we have not had a chance to give individual episodes to. So there's roughly 15 to 20 television shows and movies to discuss. And we are very excited to do so. So
I'll be listening.
Shime, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Goo. I'm down to dump anytime you need a dumper.
News dump.